This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome all. Our text this morning is from St. Paul, his second letter to the Thessalonians, the third chapter. We hear verse 5. I'll be reading out of the ESV, the English Standard Translation, this morning. Paul writes, "May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our steadfast rock and our loving Redeemer. Amen. As much as these words were written for the Thessalonians then, they're just as much written and the Holy Spirit inspired them so that we would have them here today. Like St. Paul, like the Thessalonians, we too are persecuted by wicked men and evil women. Satan is still constantly trying to lead our hearts astray so that we can spend an eternity in the fires of hell. You and I, we are in a situation in which we cannot get ourselves out of on our own. Honestly, we're all a little bit like Edmund Pevensey from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Hopefully you're familiar with that story, with that movie. If you're not, please stay with me. But Edmund's the younger of the two boys. And if you remember, he was a very proud, very selfish boy who ended up having his heart follow the White Witch. The White Witch tempted him with Turkish Delights. If you've never had Turkish Delight, it's very good. Think of a gummy candy, kind of like a gumdrop, except for it's softer, it's better tasting, powdered sugar instead of granulated sugar. That's what he wanted. And so once Edmund had tasted that Turkish Delight, he craved more of it from the White Witch, so much so that he was willing to sell out himself, his family, all of Narnia, just for that chance to get some more Turkish delight. And I are Edmunds, craving the devil's Turkish delight. What is that Turkish delight that the devil puts in front of you and for which you crave? Is it a substance? A toke? A pill? A bottle or can? Is it actual food? Eating unhealthy, eating too much, not eating enough, not wanting to eat at all? Is it sexual in nature? Sexting, pornography, sexual relations outside of marriage, sexual relations with someone else's spouse? Is the Turkish delight that you crave yourself? You want to do what you want, when you want, how you want, feeding that pride and that selfishness. You do that because you feel that at that point you can be your own king or queen ruling your life. What is that Turkish delight that the devil puts in front of you? I ask that because every single person in this room has something that the devil, some sort of delight, the devil keeps casting in front of us again and again with the hopes that he's going to direct our hearts and our minds away from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and rather on to him. That's his whole goal. That's his whole plan. That's what he wants to do. He wants to do that so that our direction and focus is on him in his ways so that we can spend time with him in the eternal fires of hell. And see, now is the time, this moment right now in your life, to figure out what that delight that the devil is throwing in front of you actually is. Because it's serious. Because over time, if we continue to crave such a thing, what happens is our faith begins to crumble and die. And then we lose the faith. And when we lose the faith, then we are enslaved by the devil just like he wants, and that means an eternity in his hell. Again, Paul writes, "May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ." Now, thankfully, you and I, we're like Edmund in another way. We also have a loving and a steadfast Savior who did everything to save our soul in our heart from the evil one. Again, Edmund found himself in a situation in which he couldn't do anything. He was trapped. The witch had Edmund right where she wanted him. But you, if you know the story, the Chronicles of Narnia, if you've seen The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you know that there was one, that great lion, Aslan, who was able to save Edmund from his situation. Again, that's the situation, thankfully, we find ourselves in. After the fall into sin, every human heart wanted to be directed to, wanted to follow after the devil and his evil ways. We put ourselves in a situation in which we couldn't save ourselves, in which the law demanded that our blood needed to be spilled because we broke God's holy law. But as we sing in the Reformation hymn, "But for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected." We have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the greater Aslan, who is the greater Lion of Judah, foretold all the way back in the book of Genesis and reiterated to us in the book of Revelation. He is that great Lion sent to us. Jesus is the love of God in the flesh, as he willingly descended from the glories in the throne on high of heaven to come to this world to put on your flesh and mine so that he could free us from the clutches and the grasp of the devil. Jesus was steadfast in that perfect life and holy death. Every miracle he did, every word he preached and taught, every moment of his life had purpose, and that purpose was to free you and me from what the devil was trying to do to us. And so in love and in steadfastness, Jesus came to this world. And as he lived and as he died for us, he was unwavering. He never craved Satan's delights. He never looked for them. He never went chasing after them. No, in love and in steadfastness, like our text says, in love and steadfastness, he went all the way to the cross. Why? Because the law demanded that our blood needed to be shed. And so instead, he shed his blood on that cross so that yours and mine won't have to be in the same way, so that you and I are now free from the clutches of the devil. May direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. That was Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians here, because he knew that the devil was going to continue to come after them and to try to direct their hearts to him in his hell. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. That is my prayer for all of us here. Because as soon as we walk back out those doors, the devil is going to come back at us and again tempt us day in and day out, offering us those delights with the hope that he can get us directed to him instead of the love of God in the steadfastness of Christ. And so, folks, continue to meet your Lord and Savior in his word, in his sacraments, so that you may be focused on God, so that your heart is directed to his love and steadfastness. Because it is only then, only when your heart and mind is directed to the love of God in the steadfastness of Christ, it's only then that you and I can say no, that we can reject Satan's unfulfilling, his sour, and his damning delights. To God be the glory. Amen. Please rise. O Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Curb those who by deceit and sword would wrest the kingdom from your Son and bring to naught all he has done. Amen.